numbers wise, I think I talked to you before. You've got some kids out, once again, girls and boys. Not bad numbers this year.
Yeah, no, but better than we've been at. I have 5 boys and 2 girls in the high school. So
boys and girls, once again, you've had some good results over the years. You've got one of these states, Class D, regardless of class, one of the premier runners out here in western Nebraska. I know Cale Garrett, hard to believe, it's been a fast 4 years. He's already a senior. Hard to believe, isn't it?
It is. It's crazy to think that he's a senior, but yeah, high goals for the year.
Oh, no question about it. I'm sure he's a young man that's put in the miles this summer, hasn't he?
He has, yeah. Especially, he told you he dealt with a little bit of a foot injury later on in the summer, but he put in good miles this summer, and he looked good, looks good, so.
Is that foot injury pretty much healed up?
Yep, he's looked really good in practice the last couple weeks, so.
I know he's ready to lower that time. There's no question he's got the capability of lowering that time by a lot, can't he?
Yes, definitely. I'm really excited to see what he can accomplish. I think the confidence is building there in his ability. He ran some longer road races this summer, and so he still would tell you he's more of a track kid than a cross-country kid, but he now knows that he can do those longer distances, so.
I'm just trying to think of his competition coming up when he goes to all these area meets, and I know you go to Kearney and he'll face some good competition there, but as far as like the conference, there's not a lot of kids. I don't know I'm going to keep up with this guy.
There was a younger kid from Bertrand last year that I thought looked pretty good later on in the season. Beyond that, I'm not really sure conference-wise.
You'll find out, no question about it, soon enough with your own invite. I know, looking forward to that on your home course coming up here in a few days.
Yes, yeah, we're excited. It should be a nice day.
Now, that layout there on the golf course, I think it's pretty challenging, isn't it?
It's not bad. We don't make them go up the big hill, but it's a lot of gentle rolling. I think it's a good first meet of the year.
So probably one of the more flatter courses you're gonna face anywhere, right?
Yeah.
But still pretty good challenge. We haven't talked about the rest of your team. On the boys' side, you're going to get supporting cast. Who are some of the other kids that you're looking forward to watching?
I have 3 junior boys back that ran last year in Shia and Tyler and Aiden. So they look stronger. Keep telling them they're upperclassmen now and we're growing up, but I'm excited to see what they can do. And then I have 1 freshman boy in Kempton, and we're working on the mental switch from I'm a sprinter to I'm a distance runner.
Mm-hmm.
At least for a couple months here, but I'm really excited to see what he can do if he figures out how to run a 5K.
How about the girls' side? How's that looking?
I have 2 senior girls that are out. One of them is a volleyball player that's transferred over, and then one of them moved in from out of town. So she's run cross-country before, but not here. So I think it'll be good. They're working really hard at pushing each other in practice. They're pretty comparable, so that's nice. They can push each other, and we should see some good gains there by the end of the season, I think.
Schedule, I don't think, has changed really from year to year. It's pretty much some of the same courses again, same meets.
Yep.
And the conference, you'll find out, there's some on the boys and the girls side, there's always some really, really good runners.
Yeah, yep. And we go to Arapahoe this year for conference, which is one of the more challenging courses we run.
That baby's got some hills they got to climb and go down, don't you?
Yes, yeah. Which is, it's good at that point in the year to get some more challenging courses and hopefully prep us for a state.
What's your district look like this year?
We don't know yet, since we're Class D. The last couple years, we've been pushed west, and so we've run up against the likes of Perkins County and St. Pat's and Hemingford.
Which is a challenge in itself to two of the better teams around, that's for sure.
Yes, yeah, definitely. It's been a really tough district, and it will still continue to be a tough district just for pure, driving distance and seeing teams that I'm familiar with. I would hope I get pushed east, but Who knows?
Would you ever thought your first meet would be it's going to be cool and maybe cloudy and there's some chances of rain? Would you ever thought that first meet would be like that?
No, you know, this, like, yesterday was really the first afternoon practice I've had where I didn't feel like I was melting and I'm not even running. So, no, I'm really excited for the weather. I think it'll be great. Hopefully we get some good times for kids to start the season.